Chapter 16. Robin's shoulder crashed into Matt's chest, sending him staggering. His head emerged from the bubble of water, breaking out. He was gasping and retching. Behind him, water splashed to the floor, the surface tension broken.
"Can't you swim?" Robin yelled. "It's water, not fire. We can get through."
She was thrashing out at the creature that was trying to hold her. It was like she was fighting a mirror. Matt could see Robin's face reflected in the drops and drips and curves of the thing as it fought back. Her arm was encased in water, her whole body being sucked in. Matt grabbed the nearest thing, the small table with the phone on it. The phone clattered to the floor. He slammed the table into the side of the creature holding Robin. The creature exploded into a million droplets raining down. Robin flicked her wet hair out of her eyes. Together, they ran at the water creatures between them and the door into the main part of the house. Shoulders down, they smacked into the wet wall, like diving into the swimming pool. One of the creatures shattered like wet glass. The other managed to stay intact, but Robin and Matt were through it, landing in a soaking tumble on the floor. Robin was up at once, heaving the door open, racing through. Her feet slapped on the floor. Matt was close behind. The main electrical board was in a cupboard in a small storeroom off the corridor beyond. Matt could see at once that something was wrong. The cover was cracked open and wires had been pulled out. "This was deliberate," he said.
"Thank you, Einstein."
Robin's fingers were a blur as she sorted through the mess, pulling at wires and twisting their ends together.
"You know what you're doing?"
"I understand simple electronics, thanks."
"And helicopters," he said. "I heard a helicopter just before... someone started the fire, then escaped in a helicopter."
Matt could smell burning again. Smoke was drifting between them.
"I don't know what good you think this will do, but you might want to hurry," he told her.
He ran to the door and looked out. A figure was lurching along the corridor, a figure made of fire. It crackled and hissed angrily, black smoke wreathing the red flames. A high-pitched wail echoed down the corridor after it. The alarms were working again.
"I'm reconnecting the sprinklers now," Robin said. "So we swap fire demons for water spray monsters. Great."
"Not quite."
She was working furiously, fumbling for the next wire, pulling it over to reconnect.
"How long have we got?"
Fire spilled into the room. The creature seemed to gather itself, and Matt saw with horror that it was going to leap at them.
"Not long,"
he said, and his voice was shrill and shaking. Robin grabbed another wire. The fire filled the doorway. It surged forward, as if catapulted across the room. Sparks flew through the air and bit at Matt's face. There was a sudden hiss, like angry snakes, and his whole vision became one of flames and smoke.
"That's it,"
he heard Robin say through the fireball. And then the wailing and hissing seemed to combine into a cry of anguish and fury, and the fire was gone.